And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
All right, I got my map up. Winter, South Dakota. Stop me when you've heard of this South Dakota town.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Let's see. Chamberlain. You're to Chamberlain, South Dakota? That's a pretty big one.
I don't know either way.
So that feels like a no.
Yeah.
Murdo. You're Murdo. I know you're a big Murdo guy.
No.
Big Murdo guy. Pierre, South Dakota.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not close to that. But that's the closest one that I could find that I've heard of.
Okay.
Chamberlain, people have heard of Chamberlain. So that's off of, there's all the towns off of Interstate 90 when you go, you know, east to west across the state. Winter is quite a ways south of Interstate 90, south and west of Chamberlain, South Dakota, south and east of Murdo. And then you start to get into the Black Hills once you get up to, the Rapid City area, you know, towns like Box Elder.
I've heard of that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Sturgis?
I've heard of that one.
Spearfish?
No.
Really? Never heard of Spearfish?
No.
Spearfish is a great little town.
What's their claim to fame?
Deadwood? I don't know. It's just cool.
Okay.
I've been to a wedding up in Spearfish.
Oh, wow.
Very nice. Very nice. Long drive, like 9 hours. Mm. It feels like a ripoff when you drive 9 hours and you're still in South Dakota.
It does. Yeah, I bet.
And then you just go a couple, you know, maybe another hour or two, and then all of a sudden you're in Montana. And then it feels like you've actually done something. All right. Anyway, enough on South Dakota geography. To the odd news,
Josh. We can always go back to it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's more. There's more to chew on there.
Yeah, absolutely. We begin with star of John Wick 3, Boban.
Oh yeah, I thought you were going to say Keanu Reeves.
No.
Okay.
I mean, many people would consider him the star, but Boban was in it.
Let's go. Boban did a great thing last night.
He did last game of the regular season yesterday, and he drew the crowd into a frenzy at the Crypto.com Arena. If you don't know, Boban is a current member of the Houston Rockets. They were playing the Los Angeles Clippers yesterday. Last game for the Clippers at Crypto.com. I guess they'll play playoff games.
Toilet!
There, I guess. But last regular season game at Crypto for the Clippers. The Rockets led by 8 when 7'4" Boban
Marjanovic
stepped to the line for a pair of free throws in the fourth quarter. After he missed the first free throw, fans began cheering. And the play-by-play guy was quick to explain the situation. I will allow him to do the work here for me.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board?
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to him. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
This crowd is electric.
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people.
I'd like to have, oh, he gave him free chicken as a drop on the show. Thank you.
Okay. Well, they're running a promotion that if a player in the fourth quarter misses 2 consecutive free throws, everybody gets free chicken. Boban realized what was happening after he missed the first one. Pretty sure he bricked that second one intentionally.
Yeah. Now, not that he would have necessarily for sure made the second one, mm-hmm. but I will, like, before we go too far down this road, this is well within bounds. Well within bounds. They're up big in the game. The game is almost over. The crowd can feel it. Give the people what they want. That's why Boban is there last night. Thank you. And I see nothing wrong with this. Just helping out the fans.
Yeah, the Rockets were up 8 at the time. They ended up winning by 11.
They were only up 8? Okay, maybe. I thought they were up like 20.
trying to find a quick line on the game last night. Oh, Rockets by 4.5, so it didn't affect the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they were a bigger.
This is fine.
Okay, it's still fine.
I still don't care.
NBA playing Gibson. I don't know if you know if you heard. Or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah, that's right.
A big deal about the Lakers and the Pelicans.
Oh, yeah. We go to baseball, where Buster Olney wears many hats at ESPN. He's an MLB insider, a podcast host, and a Sunday Night Baseball reporter. Last night, he added two more roles to his resume, detective and marriage counselor. He sprang into action after a strange situation in the bottom of the fourth inning. Last night at Dodger Stadium, Manny Machado ripped a home run, and a Dodgers fan caught the ball and threw it back onto the field.
Mm-hmm.
But the fan didn't really throw Machado's home run ball back on the field. The ESPN camera caught him quickly removing another ball from his jacket pocket.
Pro move.
And tossing that one onto the field. The Machado prize stayed hidden in his glove. That's the kind of scenario that demands an investigation, and Buster Olney quickly arrived on the scene. He's going to tell us a story of the old switcheroo. He made great plans for this, Olney said. The fan explained that if he didn't throw the ball back, Dodgers fans around him would be unhappy, but he didn't want to part with the ball.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah. Nobody in the stands called me out for the switcheroo. Everybody high-fived me and was happy I threw it back. The telecast seems to be the only people who noticed, the fan said. Olney asked, what are you going to do with the baseball? He said, I'm definitely going to keep it. My wife won't like it because I try to collect baseballs a lot and I have too many as it is, but this one's for sure going on my mantle.
Yeah, you got to keep the one that you caught. I mean, that's awesome. It's a pro move. Mm-hmm. We've seen it before. This guy's just following a long lineage of things like this happening at baseball games. And it's a great job by Buster Olney to jump on the scene there. That's what sideline reporting is there for.
Well, Carl Ravitch at this point in time busted in and said...
The wrong thing?
Carl. He asked Buster to say, hey, why is the wife mad at you? You know, he wanted to dig deep on this relationship issue. So Buster asked the question, why is your wife mad at you? To which the fan replied, we don't have enough time on the telecast to talk about that.
Nice. Great response.
Yeah, never really got a... Much more than that, but okay. Interesting night on Sunday night baseball.
I turned it on for a little bit after the Masters ended because I didn't want to watch Tracker.
Yeah, I turned it on for a little bit as well. They were having an in-depth discussion about elbows exploding, which I found to be quite interesting, but I noticed if I was a Padres or a Dodgers fan, those were the two teams playing on Sunday Night Baseball last night, I would have been so triggered because they didn't bother to call a single second of the action that was happening in front of them.
Yeah, it's all mic'd up stuff and not talking about things that are going on in the game.
Yeah, it's like the game's going on right in front of you. It's a pretty close game.
ESPN's baseball product, it's odd. It
was a good conversation. Like, they were talking to, like, a doctor who's, like, a leading expert in his field about UCL injuries. Like, it was actually really interesting stuff, but they could have done that at any point in time.
Well, if you're gonna do that, if that's going to be your model for broadcasting a baseball game, then why not put the Royals and the Mets on there? Like, why not put bad teams on there?
Yeah.
Why do we have to do the Dodgers every single game?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to do the Yankees every single game? Anyway.
Finally, we have an update on John Wayne Bobbitt.
John Wayne Bobbitt, really? Yes. Interesting.
Connor, are you familiar with the original story of John Wayne Bobbitt from 1993?
Well, he's the guy... What did he do?
He was stepping out on his wife.
Yeah.
Behind her back.
But what?
She found out.
This all played out in the public eye, right?
Yeah, she cut it off when she found out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she threw it on the front lawn.
That's why he's famous.
Yeah, that's why he's famous. Well, over the weekend, John Wayne Bobbitt had another body part cut off.
Oh.
His toes.
All of them?
He lost... A lot of his toes on one foot after being exposed to contaminated water at a military training facility in the late 80s.
Oh, the Camp Lejeune thing.
Yeah.
I always see the TV. If you were at Camp Lejeune, you know, Yeah, that. Oh, wow. He actually had that. Wow.
He did. He's a former Marine. The harrowing condition causes nerve damage to the extremities and have caused Bobbitt to have all his toes amputated over the years, the last of which were removed in 2023.
Oh, so they're all gone.
Yeah.
He's blank feet.
He's toeless, yes.
Okay. I've always wondered how that would work.
He has two, what this article is calling, rather insensitively, mind you, raw stumps for feet.
Yeah, plank feet.
A limp and needing a special prosthetic, he revealed in a recent interview with the U.S. Sun, which is probably why we're talking about it right now. Just interesting, the life of John Wayne Bobbitt.
Yep.
And the things he's had cut off of his body.
He's got a lot of stuff that he was born with that he doesn't have anymore.
That's right.
Interesting.
That's right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
That is the odd news, and it was odd indeed.
That's right.
Brian, by the way, on the text line on Boban.
Hi, Brian.
He says, up 8 with 4 minutes left. It's not over. However, both teams were locked in their spots, and the game didn't really matter.
Yeah.
There you go. Also, I don't care. Thank you. Thank you, Boban, for giving the fans what they want. He's a man of the people.
Free chicken.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Free. It's chicken. It's fried chicken,
yeah,
as that one kid once said. All right, I have a topic for you coming back.
Okay.
A former Husker is currently dominating the UFL. That's not the topic.
Okay.
It is about him, though. Oh, there was just quite a collision in this Red Sox game.
42's down on the ground.
It's Jackie Robinson Day across Major League Baseball.
Oh, but somebody scored. Look at that.
Yeah, they hit a home run in the previous at bat. But, yeah, we got quite the collision out in left center field. Well, that guy's, I think, out cold.
There are bodies everywhere.
Is that Devers? All right. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll clean that up. Let's talk about Adrian Martinez. All right. You guys need to get your act straight. Get your story straight with this guy. Next on 1620 The Zone.